The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After Jesus had finished teaching the disciples, John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eyes cause you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched." The Gospel of the Lord.
So last weekend at St. Joseph's and St. Ursula's, I preached the first homily of a message series. A little bit of a different way of preaching instead of just weekend after weekend. A message series is kind of like a mini-series that we used to watch on TV where you would have to watch Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night and to kind of see the story through. And so I've done this in a previous appointment, and I think I'm trying this out as an opportunity for us to draw closer to the gospel. So if you missed last weekend's homily, you weren't at St. Joseph's or St. Ursula's, you can go to the parish website. There's a link. It'll take you to watching the homily. You can listen to the podcast of the homily, or you can also look at the article that I wrote for last weekend's bulletin. Kind of to catch up. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a recap and then give an opportunity to share homily number two of the message series. The message series is called The Comeback. So three homilies, last weekend, this weekend, and then 2 weeks from now. Next weekend I'm at Our Lady of Victory, and then a message, the third homily of this message series will be in 2 weeks. As a chance for us to kind of move forward in this comeback in our lives. And so last weekend I described a little bit about what a message series was, and I gave several examples of what do I mean by comebacks. Everybody remembers the Rocky movies, at least some of you do. Great comeback story. Need I say more to Maple Leaf fans with the Boston Bruins there, of course, in 2011. Comeback. So movies and books, we love comeback stories. Lots of comebacks in sports. I talked about Nelson Mandela and his comeback after 27 years being in prison. He wasn't angry, he wasn't bitter. He wanted reconciliation. He wanted to move forward. This is the monument in Thunder Bay for Terry Fox. Last Sunday was a Terry Fox run. What a comeback. Did not let cancer sideline him. Ran a marathon a day for over 140 days. And of course, we still celebrate and honor his comeback today, 41 years later. You know, over $850 million raised for cancer research because of his determination. St. John Paul II, after the assassination attempt, immediately forgave his would-be assassin and visited him. What a comeback. So we all know and experience, and maybe we've been part of comebacks. And I defined a comeback for this series in particular. A moment of recovery, renewal, and revival in response to a challenge requiring courage, determination, and love. We're all going through global, church, personal challenges or storms in our lives. And we can have the option of kind of saying it's too much, it's overwhelming, I can't do it. Or as this homily, the last weekend was homily number one, was kind of setting the situation. This weekend I want to talk about mounting a comeback, that we do have a choice with God's grace to respond, not to react. So this is the sense of recovery, renewal, revival, which will require change. But why a comeback? I mentioned this last week as well. This is a short list. The pandemic, clergy sexual abuse scandal, the Indian residential school system scandal, which just the other day, the Canadian bishops issued another and very clear formal apology for the role the church had in our Indian residential schools, and stating how they are going to try to heal and move forward with our Indigenous brothers and sisters, which is involving setting up a meeting and bringing Indigenous leaders to meet the Holy Father in Rome in December, and with the possibility of maybe inviting the Holy Father to come to Canada. Declining church attendance and this decline of living the faith, which we've been dealing with for a long time. And the world is all about me, this selfishness. So these are amongst many storms or challenges in our lives. We can list so many more. So how do we mount a comeback? So there's two particular ways I just want to share with you today if we want to respond and not react. There's a difference. We can react with emotion or vengeance, or we can react the way God wants us to react and to respond. And there's two, I think, ways that help us move forward in that way. Yogi Berra is always great for quotes. If you don't know where you are going, you'll end up someplace else. Think about it. He makes sense. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get to where you want to be. Where do we want to be ultimately as Christians? We want to be in the kingdom of heaven. How are we supposed to live our lives and get there? By being Christ in the world today. So the first thing in terms of mounting a comeback to silence these storms is the fact that we need to see the world and respond the way God asks us to respond. We have to think of the bigger picture of our lives. You know, Nelson Mandela could have just been angry and bitter and responded and reacted for himself, but he saw the bigger picture of what not only, you know, his nation needed, but the world needed to see. St. John Paul II could have taken his time to respond to his would-be assassin, but he immediately offered mercy, even from his hospital room, seeing the bigger picture of eternal life and grace that's lived out today. So we need to know where we're going. St. James in the second reading reminds us of that, the people that he was writing to, but also us, not to get caught up in this world when he said, your gold and silver have rusted, and their rust will be evidence against you. Things of this world fade. They rust. They lose value. Yet the danger is that sometimes we get caught up in pursuing things just of this world and not think about the kingdom. And so if we're thinking about this world, our choices are going to be based on what can I get? What can I have? What do I want? Instead of the gospel message, give up everything. You want to gain your life, give it away. That's the bigger picture. If we're going to respond to these storms, we need to have that bigger picture. It's a two-slide quote from C.S. Lewis, which is good. If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this. Another warning: if we're going to respond, we respond with grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness, responding with the kingdom, responding with light, responding with love. How can we do this? In the first reading from the book of Numbers, Moses talks about, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." As we gather together today, we're reminded of the gift of our baptism, that the Lord has given us his spirit and has empowered us to be prophets of this world. So we have to think of the bigger picture of the kingdom and eternal life, which not only for ourselves, but for all of us. Secondly, we've been given the spirit. God has given us the power within our hands to help change this world, and as we see in the scriptures, in the gospel, Jesus calming the storms, we can calm all of the storms in our lives together and bring about God's loving kingdom. How do we do that? St. Ignatius of Loyola said this: "He who goes about to reform the world must begin with himself, or he loses his labor." So if we're going to respond with the bigger picture, we're going to respond with the Holy Spirit that is within us, given to us, we have to change first. We have to experience conversion, renewal, and revival in our hearts. And then, like a burning flame, share that light with those around us to inspire and strengthen one another. Because I truly believe it is time for us to come back, to calm the storms, and to change this world and help build the kingdom. And so I want to share some things about that. In the gospel we heard, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed. If we're going to experience conversion and renewal, we have to have discipline. Just like an athlete who has to, you know, eat well, exercise, and kind of have a regimented life, cutting away those things that would deter them from being in tip-top shape and practicing their sport to be the very best, we too, if we're going to respond with the kingdom, also have to purge, cut away, and embrace those things that help us draw closer to Jesus and to one another. Which means sacrifice, which means service, which means always thinking of the bigger picture, because that bigger picture of the kingdom will dictate the choices that we make. So I want to share with you, as I conclude the reflections, just a few things that we can do even today to draw closer to the Lord, to then be these disciples or prophets to help change the world and mount a comeback. What helps us respond, and again, not react? First, personal prayer. We all have to take time to pray each day. And prayer is more about listening than speaking. Prayer is our hearts listening to where God calls us to be. Prayer is surrendering ourselves and saying, God, take me where you want to go. And we have to know the Lord to trust him and then follow him. Right, so we need that regular prayer. Of course, the Eucharist, Jesus, who dwells in us, later today, will be celebrating First Communions. And what we're talking to the kids about is that you receive Jesus in your heart, so you become what you eat, that we're called to be Jesus. And he reminds us to be like him in this world. Reconciliation is a great way to purge, get rid of sin, see the right path. Faith in action, we have to serve. Coming to Mass on Sunday is not enough. You know, we're strengthened, we're fed, we're sent out the doors, to help change the world. So we got to serve and help those who are in need, those who are on the fringes, those who are lost, those who are alone, those who are forgotten. There's many ways within our family of parishes and beyond to give of ourselves for the kingdom. Examination of conscience. We just celebrated this past week the memorial of St. Padre Pio. And he talked about doing two examinations of conscience, one in the morning and one at night. In the morning, he said, think about what you're going to do through the day and find out how you can be Christ for others. At the end of the day, the second time, think about the ways you didn't do that and try to improve it. Reviewing, reflecting, and moving forward. And finally, community. We don't mount a comeback alone. We have to do this together as a family of parishes to help change the world. That is the mission of our parish communities, to help build the kingdom. It's not a country club. It's not a nice place to be. It's the heart and the hub of our Catholic Christian lives to mount a comeback in this world. And the greatest one, death to life, the resurrection of the Lord. And so as we continue in our Mass today, we think about all the different storms in our lives, personal, political, social, religious, spiritual, all the different storms. And think about how we can, and in 2 weeks in the third and final homily of the series, of this message series, I'm going to try to be very practical how we can do this in our family of parishes, in the city of Chatham, and to seek your input on how we move forward. Because we want to march towards the kingdom, see the bigger picture, and together share Christ's light in this world.